Blog Talk Radio.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not the law, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck.
Rastafari is the law.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
And forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy, not the law of thy, not the law of thy, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law, forsake not the law, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. And of thy father, and for father, and for father, my son, my son, my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, thy mother, thy mother, thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother. And forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, 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 the law of thy mother. The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. my son. Walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up, and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the Proverbs.
ሰለሞን ማለ አርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Erev Tov, Shalom, Chaverim. Here, here. Day four.
Shuba, 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 shuba day. Shuba, 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 shuba day. Shuba, 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 shuba day. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, no real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man. Essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. He'll never take the power, still the smith. You're my better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So need not to worry, yeah. Woman, to keep my strong. Which is part of your plan. I'll leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I are burn out all day, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day. As a woman to her man, she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father had the life career, the empress Omega. The mother of the far right culture revises. The king and his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman could never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women on the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nation's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know. Oh, oh yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba, shuba 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba day. Shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without a woman, you know. A brother's gonna rise if you wanna prove father, mother, child, want, you know. There you go, so much so, you know.
Now, 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 now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rastaman, I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, there's a woman to her man.
The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships, she bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry, her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Whenever I make a post defending black men, there's always a barrage of comments like, we gotta hold them accountable. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for accountability, but when do we not hold black men accountable? It's like every day, every time I get on the internet, someone is always talking about what black men not doing right. As a matter of fact, the only time we do bring up black men is to hold them accountable for the stuff that they not doing. I mean, it's almost like we're letting our personal experiences and the media, first and foremost, dictate how we feel about our own men. Never mind the several instances of black men who are protecting black women. Never mind the black man who pulled a black woman out of a burning building. Never mind the black man who jumped in front of a group of girls and lost his life defending them. Never mind the black men who are taking 12-hour shifts to defend a black woman in their neighborhood. Never mind that the majority, the vast majority, over 80% of black men are married to black women. We gotta stop letting the media tell us that our men don't love us and protect us. That's a lie. This country is hell-bent on destroying our men. Let's not help them.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Evening Psalm, Evening Psalm right here, Psalm 94.
Psalm 94.
Today. Evening Psalm.
O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. None shall escape the judgment in this time. These words I sing to all mankind. Arise, black man, Jehovah has come forward into Babylon. Yeah, to declare equal rights and justice among the heathen. Yes, the weak outnumbered, but only the righteous shall stand in this congregation of the Holy One. Anything just say, I will always do. Anything just say, I will always do. Because I love him. Oh, because I love him. I love him, I serve him all the days of my life. In
למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בבוא הזיפים ויאמרו לשאול, הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו. אלוהים בשמך הושיעני, ובגבורתך תדינני.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them.
Selah.
Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies, upon mine enemies, upon mine enemies, upon mine enemies.
Call on the Jah, I and I, Father. say not one of his children shall go down in the walls of Jericho. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered away. So if you are wicked man, you cannot enter the kingdom of Zion. Oh no. If you are evil woman, you cannot enter the promised land of Ethiopia. Better call on the Jaja. Oh yeah, I and I, Father. I'm
את הרצון, קח את החזון, קח את הפסון, קח את השם. השיגעון קח את האל ביד ויש לך הימנון
כמעט זה
מזמור נ"ד למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בבוא הזיפים ויאמרו לשאול, הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו. אלוהים בשמך הושיעני, ובגבורתך תדינני.
Psalm 54.
אלוהים שמע תפילתי.
Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them.
Selah.
Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, Shema, hear this. Today's Mizmor, Nun Dalet, Psalm LIV, Psalm 54. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and he has the order of Malkias Hedek, we have Mizmor Nun Dalet, Non Dalet, the 54th psalm, Psalm LIV. And the superscription right here, let's take it from low degrees to high degrees. Today's daily psalm, the superscription reads, in the KJV verse, to the chief musician on Niginot, Maskil of Dawid, when the Ziphim came and said to Saul, doth not Dawid, doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, save I, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge me, judge I, by thy strength. So here we have the first verse in the KJV, which actually corresponds to the first two verses here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, the Hebrew Psalter, the Book of Psalms. We have the first two verses, the Aleph. Now, actually, the first three verses, this is interesting, now looking at the numbering, the first three verses, the Aleph, the Beit, and the Gimel. So the first three verses in the KJV, the King James Version is the first verse. So we have the first verse, KJV-wise, corresponding to the first three verses, Hebraically or in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Book of Psalms, in the Sefer of the Tehillim, the Praises, the Psalms. So here, for the first words, getting a groundation here for the first words. Today's daily psalm is a prayer. a tefillah, a prayer in peril, a prayer in peril. The poem here, it resembles many earlier ones in being a cry for help from one who was in imminent danger of death from pitiless enemies. Now, the title here connects it with Shaul or Saul's persecution of David. Persecution of David, as we have here. Lam natzeach bi niginot maskil le David. For the chief musician, lam natzeach la menatzeach. For the chief musician, for the leader, also for the overcomer, la menatzeach, from the natzach, for the overcomer here within the Brit Chadasha sense, particularly in the Chazon, Yohanan, in the book of Revelation, the revelation of Yohanan, the Yohannes Rai, we have in the Hebrew the menatzeach as the overcomer, the menatzeach in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the renewed covenant sense. But here, looking at the basic, the peshat, the Hebrew sense of it, we have to the chief musician, to the chief musician. And the root is natzach. To glitter, it has a meaning of to glitter from afar, also in a secondary sense to be imminent as a superintendent, especially of the Heikal, of the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the Beit HaMikdash services, and its music. And also there's a third as a denominative, right, which is related to a related Hebrew word. Here we have the H5331, the Netzach. So we have the Netzach and the Netzach and the Netzach as the root of la menatzeach, la for menatzeach, for the menatzeach, for the chief musician. Often this is interpreted in KJV as chief musician, in the Sefer Tehillim, the leader. Just to zoom in on that, very important note on the first word of many of the Psalms, the musical, some say, directions found in the superscription. For many of the Psalms have lam natzeach, lam menatzeach, for the menatzeach, for the menatzeach, for the overcomer. So the sense of for the overcomer, for the overcomer, New Testament sense, Brit Chadasha sense, in the Hebrew, in the Psalter, in the Psalm sense, the chief musician, in the KJV translation, Hebraically for the leader. So we can then look into some of the roots, the natzach root, which is the H5329, as well as the H5331, the Netzach, and the Natzach. And the Natzach root here is a goal, properly a goal, i.e. an S, the bright object at a distance traveled toward. The bright object, the objective at a distance traveled toward. Netzach, in another sense, in a figurative sense, is splendor, or subjectively, it's truthfulness, or in the objective, objectively is the confidence. But usually in the third sense is adverbially, continually, to the most distant point of view, to the most distant point of view. So now following this as well, right, this particular root of the Netzach, taking the time right here to zoom in on the Netzach, as we have it in today's daily psalm and in many of the daily psalms. No doubt this will be a good point of reference just to get a good foundation on that first word. Usually the lam natzeach is the first word of many of the psalms in the superscription, translated as for or to the chief musician, to the leader, the Brit Chadasha sense, the renewed covenant sense, the overcomer. Now KJV translates this word the netzach. We have the natzach, H5329. Here the H5331, KJV brings the sound as always, a sense of netzach. Netzach can mean always, constantly, the end, ever, evermore, perpetual. Also strength and victory. Now, Kabbalistically, according to the Kabbalah, we have this on the tree, on the Eitz Chaim, right? The Eitz Chaim, on the tree of life, we also have the netzach. So there we get the sense of strength and victory, especially brought out in the translation as victory, the netzach sense. Now that also has, you know, its link with the Natzach sense that we have touched on, which is the H5329, where we have the one who's eminent, one who is a superintendent, especially of the Heikal, the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the holy house services, and in particular, it's music, in particular, the music. All right, so we have Nitzach, all right, to be chief, Nitzach, the Nitzach sense, to be chief. All right, Netzach, also Netzach, as a noun, the juice of the grapes, in the sense of as blood red, the juice of the grapes as blood red, also linking with the Netzach sense. That was a very interesting word to study, compare, and contrast as we just look through some of the basic relations here with this root word and how in the New Testament sense, this is brought out as the overcomer. The overcomer. So here, just getting a good foundation on Netzach. What is Netzach? Right, and also to bring out some of the New Testament points of reference within the Hebrew of the Brit Chadasha, of Chazon Yohanan, of the revelation of Johannes, the overcomer, to the overcomer, and the one who overcomes. The Menatzeach is the overcomer. Now here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews. Mekainai, ride up, 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 ride up.
מזמור נ"ד למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד בבוא הזיפים ויאמרו לשאול הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו אלוהים בשמך הושיעני ובגבורתך תדינני
Psalm 54 Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine
enemy. Mizmor nun dalet lam natseach binginot maskil le David. Mizmor nun dalet lam natseach binginot maskil le David. בבוא הזיפים ויאמרו לשאול, הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו. אלוהים בשמך הושיעני, ובגבורתך תדינני. אלוהים שמע תפילתי, האזינה לאמרי פי. כי זרים קמו עליי, ועריצים ביקשו נפשי. לא שמו אלוהים לנגדם סלע. הנה אלוהים עוזר לי. אדוני בסומכי נפשי, ישיב הרע לשורריי, ועמיתך הצמיתם, אם דבה אזבחה לך, עודש שמך אדוני כי טוב, כי מכל צרה הצילני, ובאויבי רעתה עיני.
Psalm 54 Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Psalm 54 Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before me. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
Keep my faith in integrity, keep
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies, upon mine enemies, upon mine enemies.
מזמור נ"ד למנצח בנגינות משכיל לדוד, בבוא הזיפים ויאמרו לשאול, הלא דוד מסתתר עמנו. אלוהים בשמך הושיעני, ובגבורתך תדינני.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon my
enemies.
Mazmur 53, Bekenet 54. Lemezemran aleka, Bebegenawich, Zifawiyan mettawle saor, Enneho Dawit benyazen tashashugwa lebelewu benegerut gizye, Ye Dawit temher.
Psalm 54. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them. Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies.
Let's go through some basics of today's daily psalm. Mizmor nun dalet, mizmor non dalet. Psalm 54, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malkiah Tzedek, we have today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is themed. Is themed a prayer, right? A prayer, a tefillah, a prayer in peril. It's a prayer in peril. Mizmor nun dalet. For the 50 and dilate for the 4, 50 and 4, Psalm 54, Psalm LIV. The poem here, the composition, it resembles many earlier ones in being a cry for help from one who was in imminent danger of death from pitiless enemies. Now, the title that connects it with Saul, Shaul's persecution of David. A difficulty is, however, created by the mention of strangers. Some say that some difficulty or challenge in, you know, deciphering and discerning today's daily psalm is made by the term strangers. Now, strangers here that we have in verse 5, now first we're looking at the Hebrew, then with the compare and contrast with the KJV, but in verse 5 in the Hebrew, which should correspond, let's get the hard copy right here, as we have the Sefer Tehillim, Sefer, the cipher of the Tehillim, of the praises, with the Hebrew and an English translation side by side. And now here, turning to the KJV, we have this in verse, which verse do we have for strangers? Verse 5, for strangers are risen. Here we have for strangers, this would be verse 3. So verse 3 in the KJV, for strangers are risen. This corresponds right here with the Hebrew verse 5 for strangers. So here says that the difficulty, however, is said to be created by the mention of strangers. In verse 5 in the Hebrew, verse 3, for strangers are risen up against me. Ki zarim kamu alai. Ki zarim kamu alai. For strangers are risen up against I. Now, to say this normally indicates, this phrase, Zarim, normally and usually would indicate non-Israelites, ones who are not B'nai Yisrael, non-Israelites, a reference which does not fit, seems to fit into that particular episode. But the meaning of the word will be considered in the notes. So the meaning of this in this context here, so a little challenge to a fuller understanding, understanding, and getting an overstanding, some say based on the episode that is highlighted within the first verse in the KJV, corresponding to the first two verses in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalms of the Book of Psalms, the Hebrew Book of Psalms. So here, the psalmist in today's daily psalm in Mizmor Nun Dalet, the psalmist asks Elohim for protection. For protection against his enemies. The psalmist and I ask Elohim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, for protection, for guidance and protection against his and I enemies. Confidently affirms that Elohim, the true good, the true God, will vindicate him and I and we. And promises, gives his yea and amen to give thanks, toda, to Elohim, for his saving, the saving intervention. So today's psalm, a tefillah, a prayer in peril, also is seeking for that saving intervention. So here we have the superscription, the first verse, KJV, to the chief musician on Neginot, Maskil. I italicize here, it says a psalm, but this is not in the Hebrew, so it would read Maskil. Of David, when the Ziphims came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Save me, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge I by thy strength. Now here in the KJV, the very first verse in King James Version is actually three verses, as we mentioned earlier, it's three verses. In the Hebrew, we have the first three verses right here. Lanatzeach, be a neginot, maskil le David. Bevo, ha zifim, ויאמרו עלי שאול, הלו דוד, מסתתר עמנו, 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 עמנו. אלוהים, בשמך, הושעיני, ואבי גבורתך, תדינני. For the leader with stringed music. Lamnatzeach, lamnatzeach, diniginot, diniginot, maskil, le David, for the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, lamnatzeach, lamnatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician, superintendent of the Heikal and of the music, for the overcomer, in the Brit Chadasha sense, lamnatzeach, be a neginot, with string music or upon the neginot, be neginot, bingi note, on the bingi, the bingi, the bingi note, be neginot, bingi note, lamnatzeach, be neginot, maskil le dawi, a maskil. Here we have a maskil of dawi. Now maskil, also another very important term right here, the maskil. What is the meaning of the Hebrew term? Maskil, 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 maskil. Some say that it's uncertain. Now there's notes on this phrase, a well-written song. Some interpret this word here as a phrase, well-written song, golden composition of well-written song, a well-written song within the superscription of Psalm 54. We have this in the superscription of Psalm 54, the meaning of the word maskil. Maskil. We have maskil as the word. It derives from a Hebrew verb meaning the sakal, sakal, to be prudent, to be wise. Now, various opinions are this is a maskil in the sense of a contemplative song. This is a maskil in the sense of a song imparting moral wisdom. This is a maskil in a skillful or a well-written song. Now, the term occurs in the superscriptions of Psalms 32, Psalm 42, Psalm 44, Psalm 45, Psalms 52 to 55, Psalm 74, Psalm 78, Psalm 88, Psalm 89, and Psalm 142, as well as we have maskil in Psalm 47 and 7. To give praise, where the instruction, the King James Version says to give praise with understanding, right? To give praise with understanding, to give praise skillfully, to give praise wisely, and my skill. So we have this as well within the psalm, Psalm 47 at verse 7. So here in today's daily psalm right here, just touching on the first verse in the King James Version, we have the first verse in the King James Version, we have the first three verses. Right, the first three verses we have here with the Hebrew. So now just looking at this and comparing this, side by side right here. Let's just compare this side by side, just bringing this up right here. Chavarim, here we go right here to the chief musician. The chief musician with string music, the bingi notes, bingi notes, bingi notes. A maskil of Dawid, le Dawid, bevoa, hazefim, bevoa. Bivoa, 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 and coming, bivoa, bivoa, ha zifim. When the Ziphites, or the Ziphites, the Zifim, when the Zifim came, wayomru, and said, le Shaul, they said to Saul, hello, David, mistatir imanu? They said, doth not, hello, is it not that David, that David, Mistatir, mistatir, hideth himself, mistatir. So here we have the Hebrew root of the latter, you see the latter day word, mystery. Mistatir, mistatir, mistatir. Hello, David, mistatir, Imanu, Imanu, with us, amongst I and I, Imanu, Imanu, as if Immanuel, Imanu, with us. Doth not David, hello, David, mistatir, Imanu, doth not David hide, mistatir himself? Is he not a mystery, right, amongst us? Does he not hide himself, amongst us. So now here we have the Ziphites and the Zephim. Who are the Zephim? Right? Zephim. And what is the metaphysical implication of this term, the Zephim? Now, the word Zeph in the Hebrew, Zeph. Zeph means flowing. Right? Zeph is also the name of a place. It's a place name in Yisrael. And there's also an Israelite with the name Zeph. Z or Z-I-P-H, Zeph, which is the root of the Zephim. So the word Zeph has the idea of flowing, sense of flowing. All right, now another connection of the word from Zeph, some make the connection with Zephet. All right, we have the Zephet, which is asphalt, from its tendency to soften under the sun, all right, as it flows, the asphalt. So the connection of Zeph, in the sense of flowing, what type of flowing? Right now, this is an unused, an ancient, a primitive root, but the meaning here is to liquefy. So its relation to the Zeph, in the sense of flowing with the Zephet, which is asphalt, is from the tendency to soften in the sun. Now, KJV translates this word, Hebrew word, Zephet, which is linked, right, as being the same and related to Zeph, right, which is the root of these who came to Shaul, to Saul, and said, "Hallo, David mistater emanu." They said, "Doth not, is it not, hello, right, the Noah, to say, is it not, David, that David, mistater, a mystery, or from the root satar, to hide, mistater, the mistater, hideth, one hiding oneself, emanu, amongst us, or with us, amongst I and I." Who said this? It was the Zephim, right? So who are the Zephim? And now what is the context of these, this particular episode that becomes the point of reference for today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Nun Dalet, Non Dalet, the 54th psalm? Now we have 1 Samuel 23 and 19. Let's just take a moment right here, right, in the Darash, Midrash, in the study right here, just to reference to 1 Samuel 23, there's one reference, there's one verse right here. Let's just, doing due diligence, let's refer to it, chapter 23, verse 19. So here we have verse 19. "Then came up the Zephites," 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 19, just to illuminate more on the superscription and the keys that we have in the superscription of today's daily psalm. The Zephim or the Zephites, the Zephites, here, 1 Samuel 23, 19, "Then came up the Zephites to Saul," Shaul, "to Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood? In the hill of Hakila, which is on the south of Jeshimon. This is what they said right here. So this particular verse right here is the point of reference, and this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 23, David's wanderings and adventures. Adventures in the sense of also the dangers, his wandering, the dangers. And here today's daily psalm makes reference to it here within the superscription to Psalm 54, the first verse, should we say, the first verse, which is interesting just to compare and contrast what we have here in the superscription portion. It says, "To the chief musician on Neginot, Binginot, Amaskia." As you can see, psalm, if you're looking at a proper King James translation, a psalm, is italicized. That's not there within the Hebrew. It does not say mizmor there. It says a maskil le Dawi, a maskil of Dawi. But you can see how they superimpose this phrase, right, as we have elsewhere a psalm of David. But this particularly is a maskil. Just to note on the terminology maskil and why this point of reference to what a maskil is, instruction. Maskil is also within the marginal notes of the Schofield as instruction, maskil, to be saka, circumspect, prudent in the sense of wise. Right? So the Ziphim, right? The Ziphim, they came and said to Saul, this is what sets it up right here. Now we come to the first verse. Save me, save I, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge I by thy strength. Hello, David, Mistatir Imanu, Elohim, Beshimika, Hoshaini, Uaviga Vorateka, Tidinaini, save. I, oh, Elohim, b'shimka, Elohim, b'shimka, hosh'ayini, save, I, in the I name, b'shimka, in the I male name, b'shimka, hosh'ayini, save, ani, hosh'a, ani, hosh'ayini, save, I, U vigavurateka by the I might, U be gvurateka, U be gvurateka, the gibura, gvurateka, by the eyes, gibura, U vigavurateka, to deneni, and write I. Here in the Sefer Tehillim, the English translation says, O God in the English, save me by thy name. And write me by thy might. Elohim b'shimka hosh'ayini. U'aviga v'rateka t'dineini. His peril here, right? Verses 1, 2, and 3, corresponding with verses 3 to 5 in the Sefer Tehillim, brings out his peril. This is a tefillah. A prayer, tefillah in peril, by thy name, b'shimka, by the eyes, male name, b'shimka, in thy character as judge and defender of the downpressed. This is why the particular name here, for and the point of reference to the divine, the ivine and divinity, is Elohim. This is the key why it's Elohim, because Elohim refers to the judge and the judgment character, the judge and the defender character of the true good, the true God. Elohim. It's like calling on the honor, right, of the judge, of the majesty of the judge. And you say, Your Honor, Elohim, v'shimika hosh'ayini. Right eye, judge eye, the sense of vindicate I by thy might, or in the Hebrew, U vigavurateka, U bigaburateka, U bigurateka, in the gaburateka, the gabura. Also, we have this on the Kabbalah, on the Eitz Chaim, on the tree of life, life of the word, menatzeach, in the form of netzach. We have the netzach root, the netzach, the overcomer. Strength, the victory. Here we have U bi gburateka, U vi gburateka, U bi gburateka, by the I male gbura, U bi gburateka, to deneni, and judge I. So we have the don root, right, of a judge here, to deneni. The tiddenaini. Now KJV says, and judge me. But now this is a different sense of judge than in other psalms that we have judge. Judge in this sense is taking from the root the deen, a straight course, right? Sail direct. I mean, vindicate, bringing out the sense of vindicate I. In other words, execute, right? Execute the judgment, execute the weighing, right? So we have the shafat, right? Shafat. Sense of judging and weighing, right? And here we have the deen or the don, right? From the root of don, and here the form of the deen, right? The deen is more the sentencing or the executing of it, to deneni. This is why the sense in the Sefer Tehillim, the English is, and write me, and make it right for I, and a straight course, right? A direct sail it directly for I, U-bi-gvorateka, by the eyes, Geburah, the eyes, male, Geburah, in thy might, in thy Geburah, and in thy Geburah, U-bi-gvorateka, in thy Geburah, his petitions, his and I petitions, and petitioning Elohim, the true good, the true God, because he and we, right, because he and we are petitioning him. Because he who be who he be, calling upon the judge, even the beginning of the song, Elohim, Elohim, b'shimika. So the significance of the Elohim name in the judge, the character of the judge, and the character of the defender, the Elohim name. And now calling upon the action. What is the action? The action here is in the I name, O judge, Elohim b'shimika, hosh'ayini, hosh'ayini, save I, give I the victory. U'abi gburateka, and in the I's might, tibineini, right for I, sail direct, a direct course, right, vindicate, vindicate I. Petitions Elohim because he possesses, he, Elohim, possesses the might to overcome the aggressor and the aggressors. So here we get a groundation with this first verse right here. Right? And it's important just to get a good firm footing. Right? Now, according to the superscription, David wrote this mizmor, this psalm, this composition, this maskil, this instruction, during the period when Shaul, when Saul was seeking his life. On one occasion, the Ziphites, the Ziphim, They informed Shaul, Saul, that David was hiding in their territory. We have the reference, as we shared, just a brief reference to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 19 to verse 20. Then came up the Ziphites to Saul to Gibeah, saying, doth not David hide himself with us in strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Yeshimon? Now, therefore, O king, come down according to all the desire of thy soul to come down, and our part shall be to deliver him into the king's hand. This is what the Ziphites, the Ziphim, say, according to the context of today's daily psalm, Psalm 54. So Elohim's name here refers to his reputation, revealed, his revealed character. This would instill the biggest respect or reverence in the psalmist and in Ionai's enemies, even Ionai's daily enemies, the word, sound, and power. Now, there is the imperfect verbal form, right, that's used here to express the psalmist's wish, the psalmist's request, what the psalmist's wish and psalmist request is right here. Now, this is basically the first verse in the KJV, which brings us now here to the second verse. The second verse in the King James Version, it corresponds to the fourth verse according to the numbering in the Hebrew, according to the numbering in the Psalter. And again, here, Shema, give ear. Elohim, Shema, Tefilati, Hazina, Le'imrei Fi. O Elohim, Elohim, Shema, Elohim, Shema, Tefilati, Elohim, Shema, Tefilati, 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 hear my Tefillah, Tefilati, Tefilati, hear my prayer. O Elohim, Elohim, Shema, Tefilati, Hazina, Le'imrei Fi, give ear to the words of my mouth. Hear my prayer. Now, KJV kind of puts the words in a kind of a classical, maybe this was 1611, that particular King Jamesian and, you know, English speech patterns, where here we have the request first. But in the Hebrew, it is calling on Elohim. Elohim, as with the first proper verse after the superscription, as the verse before, verse 2, we're here at verse 2 in the KJV, but verse 1, right, verse 1 has two verses, you know, we have the difference in the numbering. So we're just going to go with the KJV, and hopefully the Chabarim, the Hebrew that have the Sefer Tehillim, will understand that right there. Just take this next verse here, second verse, King James Version, reads it as, "Hear my prayer, O God." But really it should be, "O God," or "Elohim, Shema, 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 Tefilati, Elohim, Shema, Tefilati. Ha'azina le'im reifi. Give ear. Ha'azina, broaden the ear to hear. Ha'azina, give ear. Le'im reifi. Le'im reifi. Now here we have the word, words, from the Amer. Amer, Amer is something that is said. Amer, the words, the imre. We have the imre of the fi. The fi, Hebraically, is the mouth, the fi, also pointed as the peh, the peh, the peh, the fa, the pay, the fay, here as the fi, but in some cases also as the pi, the pi, the fi, the mouth, right? Here, hear my prayer, shema, my prayer, and hazina, broaden the ear, leim rei fi, broaden the ear. Now this is connected with the preceding verse, O Elohim, save I by thy name, or in the Hebrew order, in thy name save I, and in thy might right I, or do the right for I, judge for I, or judge I, in a sense, vindicate I. O Elohim, hear my prayer, tefilati. Give ear, hazina, l'imrefi, to the imrefi. Ki zarim kamu alai, we'aretzim bikshu nafshi. Lo samu Elohim le'negdam selah. For strangers are risen up against I, and violent men have sought after my soul, nafshi. Bikashu nafshi. They have sought after my psyche, after my soul. They have not set Elohim before them. They have not set justice, what is right, to judge, right? That objective principle that Elohim is. They have not set it before them. Lo samu Elohim. Le negdam. Le negdam before them. Le negdam in their presence. Selah, pause. Now here, this brings us to the Zarim, as we made reference to the Zarim, where some say that some difficulties have been discussed or reasoned on from this psalm because of the mention of Zarim, right, in this particular verse right here, in the third verse, according to the KJV, in the Sefer Tehillim, this is the fifth verse, but here we have Zarim, the strangers. Often this word refers to foreign enemies. Foreign enemies are referred to as zarim. The foreign enemies are the zarim. And if it means it here, if this is what it means here, most modern scholars, they would contend that that psalm superscription cannot be authentic if that is from our foreign enemies, in the case of the zarim, the strangers. Against that sort of an interpretation, there's three points that are to be noted. One is that the strangers, the Zarim, may be the Zifim, the Zifim. The Zifim, which are mentioned in the superscription, the Ziphites, the Ziphites, who betrayed David, who betrayed David. As Ibn Ezra suggests, the second point is Zar. Zar is used of an Israelite of another family. The word Zar is used of an Israelite who's of another family. We have this in HaTorah, in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 25 and 5. Or, the Zar, a non-priest and non-Levite. We have this in Leviticus 22, verse 12, and Numbers 1, chapter 1, verse 51. Its root meaning implies different. So Zarim, and the root, the Zar, it implies difference, and the word may simply indicate that his attackers, and I and I attackers, are men or men and people who were and who are estranged from him and estranged from I and I. That's the second important point, the second of the three points to be noted here. The third is that The verse is quoted in Psalm LXXXVI in 14. This verse is quoted in Psalm 84 and 14. 84 and 14, where the text is Zedim, the proud, instead of Zarim. So we have this quote here in Psalm 84:14. Let's look at this right here, 84:14. Nine to be circumspect right here, 84:14. Let's see, 50, 60, 70, 80. Oh, sorry, 86 and 14. In 86 and 14, it says, Elohim, Zedim, Kamu Alai. Right? Here it says, Elohim, Zedim. Right? The Zedim, Kamu Alai. Oh, Elohim, the proud, the Zedim, Kamu Alai, Kamu Alai, Kamu Alai. They have risen up against I. So now, here's something of interest. We have this quote right here in Psalm 86, here in the Sefer Tehillim, Mizmor Fe'wal, Pe'wal. We have Elohim Zedim Kamu Alai. Here we have Ki Zarim Kamu Alai. Now, the traditional reading here is in agreement also with the LXX, the Septuagint. The Targum, the interpretation of some of the Hebrew MSS's manuscripts, they read Zedim. The text is therefore, some say, not quite certain, and to base an argument upon it is precarious. In other words, ones have based a lot of arguments on this nuance, this particular difference, and who is Dawid speaking of when he mentions, right here, he mentions that the proud, that's in Psalm 86, but here he says that the strangers, so the Zedim, proud ones, rather than some say the Zarim, foreigners, no matter which reading one might choose or think is the original meaning, right, the Dalet Reish, there's what's known as the Dalet Reish, something that's considered the Dalet Reish confusion. What do you mean by that? In fact, it's happened on a few occasions, especially for later, the Masoretic, the Asherite script, in some cases, that the Dalet, the letter that's Dalet, and the letter that is Reish, or the D and the R, in the latter Masoretic square Hebrew, we could say the post-Babylonian Hebrew, the Asherite script Hebrew, there's some kind of confusion, because they're very close and depends on how they are written, right, you know, or printed. Sometimes one can be confused for the other, the Dalet Reish. So something called the Dalet Reish. That's one way of explaining that here in today's psalm, it says Zarim. Here in Psalm 86, the very same verse, right, has Zedim. So one is Zarim, Zedim. Zar, the Reish, Zed, the Dalet. So the Dalet Reish confusion accounts for the existence of this variation, this variant. The term Zedim, or the proud one, it occurs with a parallelism. It's a parallelism, right, that link with the Aritzim are the violent ones, right? You have this in Psalm 86 and 14, as well as Yeshayahu, Isaiah 13:11. However, Zarim, foreigners, is parallel as well to the Aritzim, the violent ones. When we look at Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 25 and 5, Isaiah chapter 29 and 5, also Ezekiel chapter 28 and 7, and Ezekiel chapter 31 and 12 right here. So this reasonment that we noted earlier on about, well, who are these and those? Is Dawid here calling them strangers? Are they strangers? Are they strangers and they are Zarim and Zedim? But the connection here with the next line, with Aritzim, and the violent ones, Zaritzim, Bikshu have sought after my psyche, Bikshu Nafshi. So the Ariti. So if the strangers are the Zifim, right, as we have in the superscription of the Zifites, or possibly the inhabitants of Kayla, right, of Kayla, who were of Canaanitish origin, violent men would be, in this context here, Shaul and his followers, or Saul and his followers. So seeing how the psalm is describing the incident that is so mentioned in 1 Samuel chapter 23 and bringing out, right, the word sound, right, of that particular episode right there, that they have not set Elohim before them. So now speaking of, well, what kind of character, right? These are ruthless ones who seek my life. Bikshu nafshi, seek my psyche, trying to psych me out, seek my soul, right? They do not set Elohim. They do not set judgment and justice, right? And truth, Elohim, the principle, right? Lo samu Elohim, le negdam selah. They have not set Elohim before them. The thought that he punishes evil and violence, this should have deterred these and those, whoever they may be, whether they are Israelites or non-Israelites, so-called Jew or Gentile. The fact that Elohim punishes evil and violence, this should have deterred them. But they refuse to let it weigh, right? To let this weigh in with them and in them. So here, coming to the Selah, we have the Selah pause right here for the first, we can say the first part of the Tefillah, right? Describing the peril. And then from verses 4 to 7 in the KJV, corresponding to 6 to 9 in the Sefer Tehillim, is his confidence, the eifidence, the confidence in the divine aid, the guidance and the eitection and the protection and the victory of the good over the evil, his confidence in the second part of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, 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 and here, here, here.
We'll come up and take a bite. ያየነውን አየነው፣ የሰማነን አወቅነው፣ የዳሰሰንን አገኘነው። የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየንን ጌታ El Rohim.
So make no mistake about the mystic. Don't make a mistake about the mystic of the Psalms. Mizmor, the Mizmor of Dawit, and the Sefer Tehillim. So make no mistake about the mystic. Don't make a mistake about the mystic of the Psalms. Mizmor, the Mizmor of Dawit, and the Sefer Tehillim, and even the basic metaphysics, right? The metaphysical Bible dictionary, the metaphysics, right, of the Psalms, and of the key words, and also the Torah portion of reading and feedings. Right here we have the Zephites, or the Zephim. This is connected with the daily psalm, Psalm 54. And in the study of Psalm 54, we have in the superscription concerning the Zephites, the Zephites, or here the KJV calls them the Zephim, or Zephims. In the Hebrew, we have the Zephims. Right? Here we have the superscription to the chief musician on the Negin note, or Bim Gid note, a Maskil, of David, when the Zephites came and said to Saul, to Shaul, doth not David hide himself with us? So we have the superscription right here. La menatziach. La menatziach bin ginot maskil David. Devo ha zephim, zephim, ha zephim, bo, or devo ha zephim. De Boa Ha Zifim Wayomru Le Shaul. Hello David Mistatir Imanu Eloha Hosh Aini Uavigo Vorate Ka Te Dinaini. So here we have the first verse right here, like from the Hebrew. This we have three verses, or the superscription and the first verse is included all here together. Now just zooming in on the Zephites, or some might enunciate it as the Zephites, found in the superscription here. Now, there's a connection, as we mentioned, with 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 19, as well as 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1. So who are these Zephim, or the Zephims? Who are the Zephims? Now, looking them up, we looked them up as the Zephites. So many times we have the old meme at the end for the eem, as we have here with the Zephim of those who are of a Zeph. Now, we touched on it briefly in the intro, in the first part of the Targum to the Psalm Yizmor Nun, right, or Nun Dalet, the 54th Psalm, where we have this in the superscription here. So the connection with the Zeph, and also Zepha, the names Zeph and Zepha. But here, zooming in on the Zephites, or the Zephim, they were inhabitants of the city of Zeph, or of the wilderness. We have those of the wilderness, the Midbar of Zeph, in which this city was located. Now, twice, they went to Saul. They went to Shaul at Gibeah, and told him where David was hiding. As we have in today's daily psalm in the superscription, when the Zephims came, Bebo ha Zephim, and the Zephim came, Bebo ha Zephim, Wayomru le Shaul, and said, Wayomru, and they said, the Zephim said, le Shaul, to Saul, hello, David, mistatir imanu? Is it not, David mistater imanu? Doesn't David hide himself? Well, first of all, we have here, just in the Peshat here, from the low degrees to the high degrees, the first of the two truths. First, the earthly type, the natural type. What and who is Zephim? What are the main points of reference in the scriptures, in the Bible, in the Bible, you know, with Zephim? Now, here for the metaphysics. Now, let's just note that it's twice. Not just once, but it's twice that they went to Shaul at Gibeah, and told him where David was hiding. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 19, and 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 1. Now, metaphysically, the Zephites, those of Zeph, the Zephim, they pertain to thoughts. The meta of the Zephites, the Zephites, the Zephim is thoughts. Thoughts belonging to the cleansing, purifying state of mind that Zeph, right? So what Zeph signifies. Now there's the wilderness of Zeph, wilderness of Zeph, Z-I-P-H, Zeph. Now this denotes a lack of discipline. The wilderness of Zeph denotes a lack of discipline, understanding, and cultivation of these thoughts. So the Zephites or the Zephim, they belong to the cleansing because the root is Zeph. So now let's look at Zeph for a moment. We have Zeph. Zeph, the metaphysics of Zeph is flowing. Zeph is referring to overflowing. Zeph is also overwhelming. Zeph becoming liquid. Zeph becoming liquid or liquefaction, liquefying, refining, purifying. In that sense, cleansing, Zeph, at the root of the Zephites and the Zephim. Now, where was Zeph? Zeph was a southern city of Yehuda, of Judah, a city in the hill country of Judah in Joshua chapter 15, verses 24 and verse 55. Also, Zeph was a wilderness. We have a midbar or the wilderness in the hill country of Yehuda, of Judah, where David was in hiding from Saul, from Shaul, which represents the adversarial, right, the will, right, the adversarial will. We're going to touch on this as well, that the ruling personal will is that Saul type, that Saul, that Shaul type, that ruling personal will. So David was in a wilderness, the hill country of Judah, and he was hiding from Shaul and the Zephites or the Zephim, Boa, Ha Zephim, Wayomru, Le Shaul, and the Zephim, the Zephites, they came and they told and they said to Saul representing the ruling personal will, an adverse personal will, and he said to him, Hallo, David, Mistater Emanu, does not David, is it not? Hallo, is it not? Hallo, David, Mistater. Here the Hebrew root of the later day word mystery, nistatir, from satar, to hide. Nistatir, the sense of hiding oneself. Hallo, Dawi, nistatir, Imanu, with us, amongst I and I. Here we have the sense of Imanu and Immanuel, Imanu, with us, El, the true good, the true God. Here, the Zephim, Ha Zephim, say to Shaul, hallo, David, mistatir, Imanu. Does not David hide? Isn't he a mystery? Mistatir, a mystery, mistatir. He's satas, he mistatir, he hides himself. Imanu, with us. So they were basically informing Shaul, or ones would say nowadays snitching, right? Dropping dime and snitching on David, on David. So the Zeph connection, first of all, Zeph, at the root of the Zephim and the Zephites and the Zephites, who I mentioned here in the superscription. So we have also, there is 1 Samuel 23 and 14, the connection of the wilderness, the hill country of Judah, known as Zeph. Now we have, lastly, the name of a man of Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 16. Now the meta of Zeph, the root of the Zephim and Zephites, Zeph. Zeph, cleansing, purify thoughts and groups of thoughts in the prayer and the praise. So now referring to the wilderness, the midbar, the wilderness of Zeph. Zeph flowing, Zeph overflowing, overwhelming, becoming liquid, liquefaction, refining, purifying, cleansing, the root, Hebraically, Zeph, getting to the root, the groundation. Now the metaphysics of it, first the cleansing and purifying thoughts and groups of thoughts in the prayer and praise. Prayer and praise signifies the Yehuda consciousness. The Yehuda symbolizes the prayer and praise consciousness of man, flowing Zeph, refining Zeph, purifying Zeph, cleansing Zeph. Two cities. There's a wilderness and a man of Yehuda. by this particular name. So there's two cities known as Zeph. There's a wilderness known as Zeph. And there's a man of Yehuda, of Judah, known as Zeph. Now connected with the Zeph is Zephah. 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 So now Zephah, building on the groundation of Zeph, getting to the groundation to bottom out the meaning. What is the metaphysical meaning and the application of the Zephine, even here in today's daily psalm in Psalm 54, within the superscription. So we have Zephah. Zephah from the Hebrew means flux, flux, fluidity. Fluidity is Zephah. So Zephah is a flux. Zephah, fluidity. Zephah, liquid. Zephah, flowing. Zephah, pure. Zephah, refined. And Zephah, clean. Zephah was a brother of Zeph. So we have Zeph, and we have his brother, Zephah. So Zephah, brother of Zeph, and son of Jehalelel, 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 of the Israelitish tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 16. And the meta of Zephah, so we have Zeph, right? Zeph getting to the root, that flowing, overflowing, overwhelming, becoming liquid, liquefaction, refining, purifying, and cleansing. And here was Zephah, the flux, Zephah, Zephah, fluidity, Zephah, liquid, Zephah, flowing, Zephah, pure, Zephah, refined, Zephah, clean, metaphysically. The significance of Zephah is the same as that of Zeph. It's a cleansing, purifying, refining thought, thought, in action, in the consciousness. In Zephah, we also see establish the effect of this thought. What is the effect of this thought in cleanliness and cleansiness and purity, the purity of thought, flux, flowing, clean, pure, refined. Now, this gives us a context now for the ites, the ites and the eems that are known by the name Zeph, with the Zephine and the Zephites. So here continues the meta of the Zephites, Zephine. We have thoughts belonging to the cleansing, purifying state of mind that Zeph and also Zephah signify. The wilderness of Zeph, it denotes a lack of discipline. So the wilderness of flowing, overflowing, overwhelming, becoming liquid, liquefaction, refining, purifying, cleansing. The wilderness of Zeph, it denotes a lack of discipline, a lack of discipleship, a lack of discipline, understanding, and cultivation. The cultivation of these thoughts, cultivating these thoughts. Hence, in their cleansing, purifying activities, they are liable. There's a liability here. They're liable to become destructive. So in their cleansing, in their purifying activity, this is what the Zeph and the Zephites and the Zephine represent, that in their cleansing, purifying activity, they are liable, right? They are liable to become destructive in that for the sake of establishing harmony, they would purge out even the spiritual and good if these seem to be standing in the way of the ruling personal will. If these seem to be standing in the way of the ruling personal will. Now, the Zephites, the Zephine, they sought to help Saul, Shaul, the ruling personal will, to destroy David, to destroy David, destroy David, representing divine, the divine love, the chesed, working toward rulership in the consciousness, working toward that rulership in the consciousness. So here, it's a very, very important connection, looking at the metaphysics, because now this, with this in thought and in heart and in mind, as we go through Psalm 54, Mizmor Nun Dalet, Mizmor Non Dalet, we can see the connection and also the reason, even from the beginning of today's daily psalm, with even the mention of the Zephim, of Ha-Zephim, of the Zephites, in connection with this episode, in the well-beloved, in Dawit, and in I life, and the metaphysical application thereof. Vacation there, vacation there, vacation there, vacation there, vacation.
Thank you.
hear, hear. And hear, hear, Midrash, Midrash of today's daily psalm, Mizmor, 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 Non Dalet, Mizmor, Nun Dalet. Lamnatseyach, Bin Ginot, Maskil Dawi, Bevo, Hazefi, Wayomru, Leshot. Hello, Dawit, Mistatir, Imanu. For the leader, chief musician, Lamnatseyach, with string music, Bin Ginot, Bin Ginot, Maskil of David, Maskil Le David. When the Ziphites came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? Before Hazathim Wayomru Le Shaul, hallo David, Mistatir Emanu? 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 Elsewhere, this is what scripture says. Zehu Hashemar Hakatu, Rab, Rab, Rab. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked or ratchet. Mishlei Shlomo, Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 29 and 12. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked, are ratchet, are ratchet, are ratchet, are ratchet. Moshela, Makshiv, Allah Devar Shaker, Kola, Mi Shardayo Rishai. If a ruler, Moshel, if a Moshel, if a ruler hearkeneth, hearkeneth, Moshel, Makshiv, Makshiv, Makshib, Makshiv, Moshela Makshiv. If a ruler hearkeneth all Devar Shaker upon the word, the lying word, a lying word, al devar shaker, on lying word, al devar shaker, moshel makshi, al devar shaker. If a ruler hearkeneth to falsehood, to false accusation, hearkeneth, makshi, pays attention to and acts upon, moshel makshi, al devar shaker. Call mi shartayo rishaim, all his servants, call all mi shartav, mi shartayo, all his servants rishaim, all his servants are ratchet, because they are liable to take advantage of the moshel, of the ruler's weakness, and bring lying charges. Similar is a statement in Ecclesiastes 10 and 2. As is the ruler of his people, so are his ministers. Moshel makshib al devar shaker, kol mi shartayo rishai. Rav Meir said in the name of Rav Yosef, Joseph, such were the Bnei Yisrael, such were the sons, the children of Israel, when the Zephim, the Ziphites, beheld Shaul, Saul, incline his ear to listen to slander against David, against David, against David, they came and betrayed him to Shaul, to Saul, saying, even here, 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 in the superscription, the Hebraic second verse of today's daily psalm, Bevor ha-zefim, wa-yomru le-Shaul, hallo, David, Mistatir, Emanu, saying, doth not David hide himself with us, with I and I? Hallo, David, Mistatir, is he not hidden? Satar, Mistatir, hidden, a mystery, Mistatir, Emanu, with I and I, amongst I and I, Emanu. Hallo, David, Mistatir, Emanu. Scripture tells us that Doeg, dog, Doeg, the Edomite, came and told Shaul. Scripture tells us, even in Mizmor Nun Beit, Nun Beit, Lamnatseyach, Maskil Le David, Bevo Doeg, Ha Edomi, Wayagid Le Shaul. For the leader, the chief musician, Maskil of David, when Doeg, the Edomite, came and told Saul, Bevol Doeg, Ha Edomi, Wayagid, Le Shaul,
and told Saul. And it tells also that Nabal asked mockingly in 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 10, who is Dawid and who is the son of Jesse? Therefore, when Hazephim, when the Ziphite, the Zephim, observed that Shaul, that Saul, accepted the other's slander, forthwith they also came, as it is written even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Dalet, in Psalm 54, verses 1 and 2, Hebraically, it is written, the Ziphites came and said to Saul, doth not David hide himself with us? With us? Hide himself. Is he not a mystery? Before Hazasim. Why omru lishol? Hello, David, Mr. Tir, Emanu. Save me, save I. Save I, O Elohim, by thy name. Here. Today's psalm is more noon. Dalet, psalm. L. IV Psalm 54. Hear the Hebraic third verse. Elohim Bishimcha Hosheini. Elohim Bishimcha Hosheini. Save me, Hosheini. 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 Elohim. O Elohim. Bishimcha. Bishimcha, Bishimcha, by thy name, by thy male name, Bishimcha, Bishimcha, Elohim, Bishimcha, Hosheini. David said to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, Ribon, Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Ribon, Shel HaOlamim. When a centenarius persecutes a man, the man may complain against him to the prefect. And when the prefect persecutes him, the man may complain against him to the emperor. But when the emperor persecutes the prefect, to whom may the prefect complain? He has no one, none, no one to complain to except thee, I. Elohim b'shimcha hosh'ayni. And here, a midrash note on the centenarius, the midrash note on Mizmor Non Dalet, Nun Dalet, Psalm 54, on this interpretation of this getting to the root word here Hebraically, Roman legal institutions, bringing out more for the Talmid, the scholar of Torah and the scripture, here Midrash note. Just so said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Shaul, Meleku, He is King, He is Melech, He is Negus, He is King, He is Melech, Shaul, Saul is King, to whom shall I complain against Him? I can only complain to the male, thus, like this, David said, even here in today's psalm, Hebraically the third verse, Psalm 54, verse 3, save me, O Elohim, by thy name, and judge I by thy strength. Elohim, b'shimcha, hosh'eini, u'avia vorateka, tidneini, u'bi'gvorateka, tidneini. Elohim, save I by thy name, thy male name. Elohim, b'shimcha, hosh'eini. And write me by thy might. U'bi'gvorateka, tidneini. Hear. What did he mean by the words, and judge me by thy strength, and judge me, ooh, bigger, Gvorateka, Ubi Gvorateka, Tidinei. What did he mean by and judge I, judge me, Tidinei, Tidinei Ani, judge Ani, I, Tidinei me, by thy strength, Ubi Gvorateka, by thy Gvorateka, thy Gvora. What did David mean? He meant, judge me, judge I, to deny me, right I by thy might, judge I by Torah Teka, by thy Torah, thy male Torah, Torah Teka, in that thou, the I, Ata, has written, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 16, thou shalt not deliver to his master a bondman that is escaped from his master to thee. Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 16. Thou shalt not deliver to his master a bondman that is escaped from his master to thee. If thou hast said, even of a bondman who yesternight served idols, that, quote, when he comes to thee, to the eye, thou, the eye, shalt not deliver him to his master. Surely thou wilt not deliver me, deliver I, into the hand of Shaul HaMelech of King Saul. For I am a prince, and the son of a prince, as is said even in Ruth chapter 4, verses 20 to 22, where it reads, Nahshon begot Solomon, and Solomon begot Boaz, and Boaz begot Obed, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David, begot David. And so, judge me by thy strength, judge me by thy strength. And right I by thy might. That is, by the strength of Torah. The strength, the might of Torah. That says, according to Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. Strength is mine. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Li eta ve tushia ani vina li gevura. Counsel is mine. Li eta and sound wisdom. Ve tushia and tushia. Li eta ve tushia. I am understanding. Ani vina. Ani bina. Ani. I bina. Understanding, overstanding. Power is mine. Li gevura. Li gevura. Li eta we tushia. Ani bina. Li gevura. Hear my prayer, O Elohim. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Hear my prayer. Hear the Dalet, Hebraically, the fourth verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Non Dalet, Psalm 54. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth. Elohim Shema Tefillati Hazina Limrefi. O Elohim, Elohim Shema. Shema, hear Shema Tefilati, Shema Tefilati, hear Tefilati, my prayer. Ha'azina, give ear, broaden the ear. Ha'azina, le'imre fi, broaden the ear to the imre fi, to the words of my fi, of my mouth. Elohim Shema Tefilati, ha'azina, le'imre fi. According to Rav Hoshaya, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, Doeg, dog, came and slandered me, and slandered I. Shaul, Saul accepted the slander from him and listened to him. Hazephim, the Ziphites, as the theme came, and Saul heeded them also. I shall not go to Shaul, to Saul, but to the eye. Hear me, give ear to me, give ear to I. Hear my prayer, O Elohim, for strangers have risen up against me. They have not set Elohim before them. Selah. Hear, hear, hear. Elohim Shema Tefilati Ha'azina Limrefi Kizarim Kamu Alai Ve'aritzim Vikshu Nafshi Lo Samu Elohim Lenegdam Selah. They have not set their minds on what is written in the Torah, in HaTorah, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor in secret. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor in secret. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 24. But what have they set their minds on? On what Shaul, Saul said to them. And what did Saul say to them? In 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 23, 21, Saul said, blessed be ye of the Lord. But of what avail Saul's blessing, of what avail Shaul's baraka, if they are accursed men? They have been long accursed for Moses cussed them, saying, cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor in secret. Hear, hear, hear. Hence it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Lo Samu Elohim Lenegdam. They have not set Elohim before them. Selah. Pause. Lo Samu Elohim Lenegdam. Selah. Behold, Elohim is my helper. The Lord is for me, for I as the upholder of my soul. Hear, hear, hear today's psalm. Mizmor Nun Dalet Non Dalet. Hear the Vav, the sixth verse of today's psalm. Behold, Hine Elohim Ozer Li Adonai Besomchei Nafshi. Behold, Elohim is my helper. Hine, look, see, here it is. Hine, Elohim Ozer Li. Ozer is the helper. Ozer is Ozer Li, for me. Li, for me. Ozer Li. Hine, Elohim Ozer Li. Adonai Bitsomchei Nafshi. Adonai, Adonai, the sovereign, Bitsomchei Nafshi, is for me, for I, as the supporter, the upholder of Nafshi, of my psyche. They asked Dawid, they asked David, who told thee this? Who told thee, who told the I this? According to Rav Shimon ben Pazi, David replied, when I was in the womb of Amy, of my mother, Eitan the Ezrahite prophesied that Elohim would say of me, even according to the words from Psalm 89, Hebraic, the 21st verse, Psalm 89, 21, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. I have found Dawid, David my servant. And with my holy oil have I anointed. With my holy oil I have anointed him. Matati Dawid Avdi, be shemen kadishi me shachetir me shachetir me shachetir matati David avdi be shemen kadishi me shachetir. I have found David, my servant, matati David avdi, with my holy isla oil. B'shemen kadeshi, b'shemen kadeshi, with the shemen kadeshi, my holy oil, have I anointed him. Mishachetiyo, I've messiahed him. Mishachetiyo, matati David abdi, b'shemen kadeshi, mishachetiyo. Hence, hear. Adonai, Adonai is for me, for I, as the upholder of my soul. Adonai, bisomke nafshi. Adonai, Adonai, bisomke nafshi. The upholder, as the upholder. The Hebrew here is idiomatic and more accurately reproduced by this translation than by the RV, the Revised Version, which reads, is of them that uphold my soul. More accurately translated here today's psalm as the upholder, Adonai bitsomke, nafshi, of my soul, my psyche, of she, nafshi. On the other hand, some translate as the great upholder of the soul. Bitsomke nafshi, bitsomke nafshi. The sense is not that Ha'el, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power, Ha'elohim, is the support of the psalmist among many others, but the sense here Hebraically is that he is so in a supreme, in the supremest, in his supremacy degree, the highest degree, that he, even he who be Adonai, sums up in himself the qualities of a class, the class of helpers. Thus, hence, here, Adonai, bisomke nafshi, 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 nafshi.
Only my real life class guy with the job Rastafari. A winner race naturally. I won a boo house and a train. It's my time enough. A time get to you to shine enough. To welcome to my world. A world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sildesen, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh. Through your teachings and through your book, you shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no other like you. So I will never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai, El Shuwen Shou Sildesen, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kankam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, you stay with me,
True, what's my hustle? My Lord is my savior. True, what's my struggle? He is my armor. In a my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Maja, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Only Una Adonai. It's the way you see the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakamna Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strengthen my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Only Una Adonai. It's true angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakamna Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you. Through your teachings and through your book, we shall one of a blessing right by me. Now this worldwide world, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Only Una Adonai. It's true angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakamna Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Holy my realized last year with the joy, Rastafari.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, here, Gevil Yisrael, here for the Shalishi Ali. The Shalishi, the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when thou takest, when the eye lifteth up. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 33, here at verse 12 for the Shalishi Aliyah. Here from the Sefer Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwa, Re'ei Ata Omer Elai, Ha'alla Et Ha'am Hazeh, Ve'ata Lo Hoda'itani Et Asher Tishlach Imni, Ve'ata Amarta Ye'da'itika V'shem, Ve'kama Matzata Chen Be'aynai. Moshe's prayer, Yahuwah Jehovah's answer, verse 12. And Moses and Moshe said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, see, thou sayest to me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwah, and Moses, Moshe, said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Vayomer Moshe Eli Yehuwah, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Re'ei, see, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, see, thou, the I, Ata, the I, male, sayest to me, sayest to I, Re'ei, Ata, Omer Elai, Ha'Allah, Eta, Ha'am, Hazek, bring up this people. Ha'al et ha'am hazeh, 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 hazeh. Ata lo hoda'itani et asher tishlach imi. And thou the eye hast not let me, made I know whom thou the eye wilt send with me, will send with I. With ata lo hoda'itani et asher tishlach imi. With ata amarta ye da'itika v'shem, yet thou the eye hast said, with ata amarta ye da'itika v'shem, yet the eye hast said, I know the eye by name, ye da'itika v'shem, with gam matata chen b'aynai, and thou the eye hast also found grace in my sight, my sight, my sight, my sight. With gam matzata chen b'aynai, in my eyes. Now therefore, I pray the eye, if I have found grace in thy sight, shew me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation, thy people, we'ata inna matzati chen b'ayneka hod aynina eta derakeka we'eyadaika l'ma'ana emtza chen b'ayneka ure'ey ki ameka ha'goy hazeh. Now therefore I pray the eye, we'ata inna, if I have found grace in thy sight, matati chen b'ayneka, in the eyes, ayneka b'ayneka, in the eyes, eyes, shew me, show me now thy ways, hod aynina eta derakeka, show I now the eyes' ways, hod aynina eta derakeka, with a yadaika lit ma'ana emetza chena b'ayneka, that I may know the eye, to the end that I may find grace, that I might find grace in the eye, eyesight. With a yadaika lit ma'ana emetza chen b'ayneka urei ki ameka hagoy hazeh, and consider that this goy, that this nation, is thy people, and see, ure, 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 and see, ure, ki amika, that this nation, thy people, ki that amika, ure, ki amika, hagoy hazeh, and see that this nation, thy, and he said, my presence shall go, and I will give thee rest. Why yomar panaya yeleku? Why he nihoti lach? Why he nihoti lach? And he said, why yomar, my presence, panai yelechu, they shall go, panai yelechu, they shall try, panai yelechu, wahin nichoti, and given the eye rest, lak, and I will give the eye rest, 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 rest. And he said to him, if thy presence, if thy face, thy countenance, thy presence, go not, carry us not up hence, carry I and I not up from here. Why yomer layoa ein paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. And he said to him, if thy presence go not with me, carry I and I not up hence from here. Why yomer layo ein paneka holakim ala ta'eleinu mizeh. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Not in that thou goest with us, with I and I? so shall we. Thy and I be separated. I and thy people and thy people. I and thy people from all the people that upon the face of the earth. 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 Uva me. Yea wada he fo kia matati chain bi aineka ani u ameka hallo abe leketeka imanu we nifalinu ani we ameka mikol haam asher alla pene ha edama. For wherein now shall it be known that I have found grace in thy sight? Uvame, uvame, ye wada'ai fo wakia matati yachin be'aineka. I and thy people, ani we ameka. I and thy people, ani we ameka. We ameka. We ameka. We ameka. Is it not in that thou, the I, goest with us? Hello, be leketika, imanu. Hello, be leketika, imanu. So that we are distinguished, I and thy people. We nifalinu ani, we ameka. From all the people that are upon the face of the earth, mikol ha'am. Asher Allah Pine Ha Hidam Ha Hidam 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 Hidam. And hear, 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 Shema Israel. Hear, hear, hear for the Rabbi. Hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth offering. Hear for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Ki Tisa, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up. Hear from the Sefer Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa. Hear, coming up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus, Exodus chapter 33. Hear at verse 17 for the Rabbi. Hear for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering. Ascension offering, offering up here for this Shabbat Ki Tisa. Here picking up with Exodus 33, verse 17. Vayomeri Yehovah el Moshe, Gam et ha-davar hazeh asher divarta, e'aseh ki amatzata chin b'aynai. Wa e'yada'ika b'shem. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe gam et hadar hazeh asher dibarta et aiseh ki amatzata chen b'aynai wa edaika b'shem. And Yahuwah Jehovah said to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, I will do this thing, also, 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 also. I will do this thing also. Dam et ha-davar hazeh. I will do the word, this word, also. Gam et ha-davar hazeh. That thou hast spoken. Asher debarta. For thou hast found grace in my sight. Gam et ha-davar hazeh asher dibarta e'aise ki matata chen b'aynai, for the eye has found grace in my eyes. Ki matata chen b'aynai we e'yada'ika b'shem, and I know the eye we e'yada'ika. With a daika, why daika? With a daika, bit shame, and I know the eye by name, by name, by name, by name. Moshe, Moses seeks a new vision for the new task. Verse 18, and he said, I beseech thee, shew me thy glory, glory, glory. Why Yomar? And he said, Vayomar Hareini, shew me Hareini na. Please show, beg that I show, Hareini na eta kovodeka. Eyes, glory, 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 glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of Yahuwah of Jehovah before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will shew mercy on whom I will shew mercy. Vayomer ani ahira kola tuviya ala paneka wikarati avshem Yahuwah lefaneka וחנותי את אשר אחון וריחמתי את אשר ארחם. And he said, ויאמר, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. I אני אעביר כל טובי על פניך. I will make all my goodness to pass before the eyes, face before the eyes, perception. אני אעביר כל טובי על פניך. And will proclaim the name of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, before thee. וקראתי בשמי יהוה לפניך. And I will proclaim Wikati Vishen Yahuwah Litfaneka, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. Wihanoti Eta Asher Ahon, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. With Rihamti Eta Asher Irachim. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai ki lo yirani ha adam wachai. And he said, Vayomer, thou cannot see my face. Vayomer lo tukala lirota eta panai, thou canst not see my face. Lo tukal lirota eta panai, for man shall not see me, see I, and live. Ki lo yir ani ha adam wachai, 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 wachai. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said, behold, a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Vayomer Yahuwah, hine makom iti, venitzavta al hatzor. And Jehovah said, Vayomer Yahuwah, Vayomer Yahuwah, and Jehovah said, hine, behold, look, see, here it is, hine makom, a place, a spot, makom, hine makom iti, by me, behold, there's a place by me, hine makom iti, ve'nitzavta al hatzor, and thou shalt stand, ve'nitzavta, upon the rock, al hatzor. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Wahaya ba evora kovodi we samatika be nikrata hatzor we samakotia kapi aleka ada avri. And it shall come to pass, wahaya, while my glory passeth by, ba evora kavodi, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, we samatika be nikrata hatzor, and will cover thee with my hand until I have passed by, we sakoti, wisakoti akapi aleka, ada avri, until I pass by, ad avri, and I will take away mine hand, and I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Wa tisirotia etta kapai, wi raita etta e chorai, ufanai lo, and I will take away mine hand. Wa hi siroti, wa hi siroti eta kapi. Take away my hand and thou shalt see my back. Wi raita eta e chorai, but my face shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao, and my face they shall not be seen. Ufanai lo yarao.
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. Sonati jet, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come, run, come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seek in Rastafari.
That one, your justice. Hey, pull up the shoe, Rastafari, no man. It's hot.
I am one is seeking Rastafari to look upon your pretty, pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So now the jet, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come, run, come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going on, going home to seek in Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah, Alaya Congo, I think till I see at the root of David. Chant it out, hallelujah, ay ay ay, Congo, ay, Tisilasiya, the root of David, hallelujah, ay ay ay, Congo, ay, hallelujah, Tisilasiya, the root of David. Hallelujah, I am a feel at the root of David. Hallelujah, with your loud voice, hallelujah. I am from the high.
church shall sing and say, Hallelujah.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. 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 Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their Savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of her, 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 all the days of her.